Hello Aries, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, March the 4th, and the whole week ahead. Little old Venus is going to start to move backwards in your sign, something she doesn't do very often. But as with any retrograde planet, it gives a time for thinking and reflection and going back over things. In your case, those things should be love, relationships, and money. And here's your Sunday stars. Your ruling planet Mars, currently in your sign, is an excellent aspect to Saturn. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Mars in the first, trine, good aspect, Saturn in the ninth. This means through hard work and dedication, the next couple of weeks, you should be able to achieve something that you're working towards. If it's something personal or something connected with learning or study or even travel, even better. And here's your Monday stars. The moon in Gemini links to Mars in your sign, which really heats up passions and emotions. This can be a very good thing if you're looking to start a relationship or you're on the hunt for someone new to bring into your life. Because it is very passionate, it's also good to feel passionate about ideas and thoughts and all kinds of things that reflect your everyday life and living. And here's your Tuesday stars. There's a Sun conjunct Mercury in Pisces today, and that really heightens your intuition and sensitivity, per se. It's an excellent time to delve into yourself, the spiritual side of you. But psychically, it is really, really powerful. So for instance, you could connect with spirit, loved ones who you thought were gone, but they're not forgotten, and they're certainly still connected to you. And here's your Wednesday stars. Take care today, heed, be cautious. The moon is squaring Mars in your sign. And the problem with that particular connection, because it is linked to Uranus as well, it's very volatile indeed. Think road rage, but not necessarily just on the road. In the home, anywhere you like. It's a very fragile and febrile day, and one which you need to be very cautious about. And here's your Thursday stars. There's two accentuated aspects. One connects the Moon and Venus. Now, in that case, that's very good. And remember what I said at the beginning of the week. You're in a period of reflection over love and also money. This will continue. But also the Sun and Pluto are very powerful today. So if you're looking to achieve an ambition, to drive forward in your career, this is a transforming period. Here's your Friday stars. Mars, your ruler, moves into Taurus. Look this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Mars in the second house. It's all powerful when it comes to money and finance. The next 6, 7 to 8 weeks is all about you driving forwards to invest, to earn, to make money. It's a very, very material period of your life. And it's the start of a new 2-year period when it comes to cash and your personal economy. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.